Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were discussing the further points with regard to that hadith where that lady was crying over a child of hers that had passed away, and she was most probably wailing and mourning beyond the limits which were not proper, and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised her, and she came and asked for forgiveness, and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handled that situation, in which there are great, great lessons for us to learn. Further, the woman in this particular hadith had lost a child. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi said that she was probably crying and wailing. Hence Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised her to fear the anger of Allah Ta'ala and be patient so that she could be rewarded. Imam Qurtuba is, we all know, of Spain, part of Spain. And that was a place where Islamic knowledge and Islamic every aspect of deen was so much alive. And we have to take a great lesson, like Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, other great, great ulama who were from this place, Spain, and Islam had advanced so much in those places. And unfortunately, when we fell prey to dunya's things, then the worst disgrace and humiliation also came to Muslims in Spain, where they reached the highest heights also. And when we forgot our actual objects of deen, and dunya became more our pursuit, then there we suffered great, great loss. Anyway, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi is a great imam. He said that this lady was most probably crying and wailing and beyond the limit, to shed tears, to have sorrow when somebody passes away is a natural thing. And ulama say at that time the tears that come, don't hold them back. Let them flow, otherwise a person will be emotionally very, very affected. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we had read, in a beautiful way told her, ittaqillah wasbiri, fear Allah, don't go beyond the limits of wailing, moaning and cursing or speaking, which women do, don't do that, and make sabr. And this was right at the beginning of her ordeal, when she had just lost her child. At that time to make sabr is not so easy, but the real reward is at that time a person makes sabr. The fact that the woman found no guards at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was evidence of his humility and simplicity. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, being such a great leader of all of mankind, but he had no guards at his door. And contrary to us, that we just have some position or something, and then we have guards, etc. We have people cannot access us easily, people find it difficult to access us. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nature was such that he was freely accessible. So much so we read in other riwayats that a little child will hold the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and where he wanted to take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would take him. How children, they have something to show or something, and they want you also to be part of it. Like that, even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was so accessible, and he was so easily that any person could go to him and ask him. So that is also an important thing, that we have that humility and humbleness, not just because we have some knowledge, we have some money, we have some position, now people cannot access us and find it difficult to contact us. As he did not create artificial barriers between himself and his subjects. This is a very important, that a person should be easily accessible and these artificial barriers should not be existing. Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi states that out of shame and awe for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a condition similar to that of the stupor of death came over her when she realized that he was the one who had advised her. When they informed her, and when she rebuked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam unknowingly, and she said that, what do you know what my plight is, what difficulty I'm going through? But when she was informed it was Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then a condition overcame her, like this condition when mort comes over a person. And from that we can understand when mort will come, it is not easy for any person. A person is in a complete different world, so to say. So, and for that, a person has to make effort his whole life. As to make the mort easy for a person should read his Surah Yasin regularly, read Surah Kahf on a Friday, and read at least 10 ayats every day. In this way, mort will become easy, and we observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, when the mort will come over a person, which sometimes we could understand a very, very, very little, when a person is very, very exhausted, he went through some very hard times, and he's extremely exhausted, and his mind is not working. At the time of mort, it will be something like that. So we have to be prepared that Allah make it easy for us, that the kalima comes out at that time. That just before that, we make tawbah of all our gunas, and we go clearly to Allah Ta'ala, for that is the really real life. The life of the akhirat is the real life. This dunya is just to prepare for that life. This dunya is not the object. The real life is the life of the akhirah. One is not forbidden from grieving over the demise of a person. However, crying loudly, screaming and wailing is prohibited. When somebody has passed away, the natural sorrow a person has, and to give vent to that is also permitted. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam also cried when his son Ibrahim had radiallahu anhu had passed away. So he also shed tears. Some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were in fact surprised that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is shedding tears. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah has put a heart in my bosom, a piece of flesh, not a stone, not a rock. Emotions a person has, and we are fully permitted to express those emotions also, but that also in the limits and in the parameters of our Shariat and what we are taught. May Allah make it that we learn our deen properly and we live accordingly, in that we have the most perfect example and the perfect way of life in Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana.